Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, I'm Justin Sylvester with today's top stories. Wakanda Forever hits theaters next month. Lupita Nyong'o told Entertainment Weekly, quote, "I dreaded the start of the shoot because I could not imagine how we would proceed without Chadwick. But Ryan managed to honor his life and his role in both the film and our lives." Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are married, but they are still not living in the same house. Listen to what Kourtney told the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast.
I think we're in the place where we're figuring out how to blend our households and our kids. We're getting like those things in place. Like we do family dinner every Sunday night with all the kids at his house.
For more of the latest celebrity headlines, go to E! Online. But right now, we have rounded up some of our favorite nightly pop moments, from petty feuds to fashion reviews to the always fabulous boat culture.
Welcome to Nightly Pop Low Budget Closet Edition.
Uh-huh, and since we're back in this safe space, we thought we'd give you the second best of the very best.
And because I'm feeling especially petty today, let's kick things off with the best feuds in Nightly Pop history. Well, it's really gotten messy because 50 Cent bought 200 front row seats to Ja Rule's upcoming show on Groupon.
Best story ever.
Yes, just so the seats would be completely empty for when Ja walked out on stage.
Dude, the best part about this is immediately when 50 Cent logs on to Groupon, he's already winning. The right. Fact that the seats yes. are on Groupon, he's like, this is too easy.
Can you imagine? Like, I have a hard time imagining 50 Cent logging on to Groupon.
I was gonna say 50 Cent doesn't know how to
like,
log on.
Like, do you
on.
Think he also uses Yelp?
I imagine if 50 Cent did use Yelp, it would be the best reviews in the world.
Can you imagine his reviews on Yelp?
Oh my God.
And like the Red Lobster?
He was like, Ja Rule was not here. Fantastic place.
And you know we love fashion on this show, especially Hunter.
But sometimes we need to put celebs in their place.
As you guys know, I am the resident E! Fashion expert.
Okay.
Right.
Obviously.
Obviously. Your outfit is very good today. I will give you that
they
compliment.
They said, let's dress him like a little pistachio nut.
Yeah.
And I said, yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum, and overpriced. First up, and please take this seriously, Kristen Wiig or a lasagna noodle?
Oh.
So let's go ahead and see the lasagna.
Oh, I love
it's
lasagna.
Tough. I haven't eaten yet. I'm gonna go with the lasagna.
Also, it's very uterus chic too, that dress a little bit.
Uterus chic.
It is uterus chic.
Next up, Sandra Oh or this lufo.
It's a loofah.
Yeah, that was the
joke. Oh, that was a joke. That was real funny, sorry.
All right, next up, Leah Sadu or this toilet bowl cleaner brush.
Oh, okay, hey, it feels so shady, Hunter.
No, don't judge someone by the job they do.
This past week was all about the Met Gala, but who knew it was the greatest drinking game ever? And you can play along at home. The rules are very simple. Every time E's red carpet hosts say, wow, you take a drink. Ready, set, go.
Lady Gaga.
Wow.
Wow.
Stop.
Wow.
Gigi.
Wow.
With Michael.
Wow.
Wow. Kim looks great.
Yes. So stoned by wow. Wow. Tomorrow.
Wow. Please. Wow. Wow. Bow down.
Wow.
Give it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Take this side.
Wow.
Marie Antoinette.
Wow. Oh, wow. wow.
Watching the show, you've obviously passed out from all the drinks you just had. It's fashion time with Hunter.
So I've been doing a little research, and here's my first look. I just want to know what you guys think.
Okay.
I call it a winter is coming, and she's coming hard.
That's, I mean, we can't say anything about the queen. She looks
It looks great.
Fantastic. Yes.
Morgan wants that Met Gala invite. She's not going to say anything.
Yeah.
When is that happening for me? I've hit every milestone. Damn it, Anna.
First up, classic who wore it better, Gwyneth or this poop emoji?
Oh my gosh.
I don't find that funny at all.
Okay, well, who wore it better?
Gwyneth was my queen last night. I would wear that exact outfit from head to toe.
But keep in mind, the poop emoji did it first.
Morgan, this next one is all you.
Oh, yes. Since Gwyneth Paltrow is pretty much the mascot for my life, we had to round up Nightly Pop's goopiest moments.
Oh, boy, it gets real goopy.
My girl Gwyneth is calling out goop haters in a new interview.
She's standing in the damn vagina of flowers.
But it is, it is a gorgeous vagina of flowers. Gwen is her name, my angel. Gwyneth's entire staff, and the water's like 38 degrees.
How much did y'all pay this black woman to do this? Because, sis, I know they had to pay you a pretty coin for you to participate in something like this.
Here at Nightly Pop, the home of all things boat culture, you know we had to present our favorite filthy rich moment.
But most of the time, there is a fine line between rich and ridiculous.
Timothy Chalamet and Lily Rose Depp were photographed on a boat in Capri, but sweet Jesus, the hormones on these adults who look like teens. I mean, what?
That's not their boat. There's like three other people in the back of that boat being like, dude, you're right on the bow.
Yeah, like,
I can't see past
this. This is boat culture. When you're hot like this, I mean, first of all, when you are at that age and look the way you look.
Did you just say this is boat culture?
Boat culture.
Boat culture?
Let me tell you something. It is. I've been on it. Of me on the front of the boat I was on in 2017.
This show has gotten out of touch.
I'm telling you.
This is out of touch.
This is what happens. You're drunk from the day. You look like Lily Rose Depp.
Did you know this existed?
And Timothy Chalamet. This is what you do.
I put pomade in my hair in the morning and I go, oh, I am the whitest person in the world. And then she talks.
And sometimes things get a little gross around here, okay? A lot gross.
Yeah. You can thank me for some of that, but here's the best of yuck. Heinz and Cadbury have collaborated to create the grossest condiment in history, and I'm from the purple ketchup generation, you guys. They've created Heinz's Cadbury cream egg flavored mayonnaise.
Oh my God. I don't buy mayo. I think it's disgusting. I think it's a condiment we don't need. It's gross. I can't even walk past it in the grocery store. I hate it.
Well, then I have bad news for you. Because our producers decided to bring some seriously good Cadbury cream mayo. This is it, and they want Morgan to go ahead and take a bite.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
Oh, even that's a little much for me.
This looks like it came out of me 2 days ago.
Oh!
No.
It is disgusting. I think I'm gonna let it go.
We have a way to save the earth, people. Sadly, the solution is to eat bugs. They now have cricket chips, bug protein bars, and of course, good old dehydrated insects.
Oh God. It's not as gross as we have labeled it.
You would try one, but you're not in love with the idea.
I'm not in love with the idea because I've been conditioned not to. Sure, I'd try it.
You try one?
They're gluten-free. I eat bugs all the time.
Great. Well, then let's go ahead.
Wait, you have them? You do not have them.
Let's go ahead and just.
Do you have them? What? Oh, no!
If that starts moving.
This is a dried tarantula. Now, on top of that, we have what looks like maybe maggots or something.
That's a worm.
A silkworm. We're all going to try a bug.
I take back everything I said. I said a hard pass.
You ready?
Nina! Nina!
Nina! Nina!
Are you gonna eat this?
On three. One, two, three.
Oh. Delicious.
It's actually. Okay, the cricket chip is actually kind of good. It's like a Dorito.
It's got a corn chippy, not bad.
Oh my
god. Red wine,
that
Latino
is just
with
so
this
good.
Bit. All right, coming up, we've got a reality check and relationship trolls.
We'll be right back with more Nightly Pop Golden Nuggets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, welcome back to the Best of Nightly Pop. We have even more classic moments from the show with robot pillows, pop-up spas, and bang buttons. Let's let Morgan explain that one with Self-Care or Nightmare.
Welcome back. We comb through hundreds of healthcare trends a week, and some do have some merit.
But mostly, they're terrible. Please, guys, never do that.
If you're feeling lonely or just hate your partner, this one's for you. It's the sleep robot. Mm-hmm. Basically, you spoon an overpriced pillow that mimics breathing, and supposedly it helps you sleep better.
Plays a little music. That doesn't seem too bad.
If your pillow is breathing. When you're sleeping with someone, the worst part about it is they're breathing.
Yeah.
Give me a pillow that doesn't do that.
Very good point. This little toy is $600.
Well, $600 is a little much. I mean, I feel like you could put a vibrator in a pillow for less.
Yeah. I think so.
I'm just saying.
And as someone who has done that, you can do that for less.
Amazon has a portable one-person sauna just for you. It's under $200 and is allegedly
is
good
crazy.
For detox, stress, and fatigue reduction.
This looks like a torture chamber.
This looks like a Chinese body trap.
Oh, got it. I would do that.
Look
I
at
would
this. No, absolutely not. Unless you are trying to kill somebody.
I'm all about anything that's anti-fatigue.
So you would do this? This is self-care for you?
I would do anything. I would put like a live possum on my face if it was gonna make me prettier. I would rub it under my eyes. Like, I am ready. My neck is collapsing from this schedule. A Kickstarter project might kickstart you getting laid, uh-huh. A company called LoveSync created buttons to alert your partner that you're in the mood.
LoveSync is a device that lets you know when both of you are in the mood for some hippity-dippity.
It's super simple. All you have to do is place a button at each of your bedsides, and when you're feeling a little randy, you just anonymously push the button.
Anonymously, bitch? You're next to each other. We know who pushed the button.
That's kind of exciting for him, though, if he goes, ooh, wasn't my wife, or is there another woman somewhere in this room right now?
Meanwhile, there are a lot of activities that a friend might bring up to you that you want to say hell no to.
Or another way of saying it on our show is hard pass. This week, our girl Kim shared a video of herself at the famous Pig Beach in the Bahamas. Before you guys tell me if you're here for this, let me just remind everybody, pigs bite. And we eat the
Oh, look at that bite. Look at her. Oh. Initially, I thought it looks like fun in all the photos and videos, but after seeing that, I'm not getting off the boat.
Look how intense Brie Larson's training regimen was for Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Good concentration. Beautiful.
Yep.
Woo! 10 seconds.
Yeah, good job.
Excuse you, sir. She's focusing on not dropping her weight.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Now that I hear it again, it is creepy.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
Sounds like he's got people in a, like, hole in his basement.
Do you ever see a volcano and think, that'd be sick to ride down, brah?
Okay.
Wanted to see if I could expand my horizons, brah. Shaka, brah. Then you'd love volcano boarding. A business in Nicaragua lets people hike up an active volcano and slide down it on a... On a wooden board, the sled can go over 60 miles an hour. Oh. So, is this?
Oh my God! Are they okay?
A hard pass? This is nuts.
If there ever was one, this is a cocaine idea. Like,
if you ever go on Reddit, you'll realize a lot of people need help.
A lot. That's why we're here to sort out the good advice from the trolls. After he lost his job, he moved in with her and noticed on her bills. She legally changed her last name to his.
Oh my gosh. That's, you need to run because she is crazy.
Crazy. How
can you ever imagine calling the gas company and being like, I need to change my last name?
Changing your last name is really difficult.
It's a lot. You have to call the Social Security office. I don't know if that's true. But you have to call people that you're not using on the phone with.
People false facts if you don't know.
I think that's what a it is. Is that true? You have to call someone in the government. Okay. After a night out of chasing her boyfriend's long-legged ass down the street, she decided to call it quits and ditch him in the nearest bar. It's you know, true. A man that is cognizant of a woman and where like, she's walking, it's true.
How hard is it to ask somebody to slow down?
The camera's on me right now. I just want to let everyone know I am a very gracious walker.
You are.
Yeah. Like When I was in a relationship, I always thought this was fun, but anytime we were going upstairs, I'd always push her from behind and try and make it so she didn't have to use any, I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's cute.
That was nice.
Yeah. She tweets, things have been going bad for me ever since my son brought my ugly grandbaby into my house. Number one, her dog ran away. Number two, her car was repossessed. Three, laid off. And four, accidentally washed my bag of weed at the laundromat.
It feels like she had a big old bag of weed, and if you're that high, any baby looks like a demon.
It's her grandbaby.
Yeah, she clearly doesn't like the wife or mom or something.
Calling a baby ugly and calling it a demon child is your grandchild. You're a bad person.
Yeah.
And you sound like a drug dealer.
There's never enough time in the week, so we at Nightly Pop, we do you a solid.
Mm-hmm. We're taking that reality show bullet for you and giving you the best of the worst.
Her 90 Day Fiancé, South African St. John, gets some tough news when his girlfriend Tanya is a little too honest.
You feel you could call this relationship a soulmate type of relationship?
I definitely feel that.
I don't think I have that full soulmate feeling.
It seems like, I mean, she's just kind of verbally vomiting all over this situation.
Yeah, it's one of those things where in a relationship, oftentimes you'll feel the need to tell someone something and you think it's for them. Like, you're like, I should tell them. They need to hear this. When really it's for you to get it off your conscience.
Right. Totally.
That's
very
true.
It's just been like, yeah, you're definitely my soulmate. Because it's not like every day he'd have been like, remember that thing you said?
Rob, well, it depends.
About me being the soulmate. Dropped.
Some guys do that, though. It was pizza party and knives out on Real Housewives of New Jersey last night.
Listen, we're discussing that she mentioned that, like you said, that at my kid's birthday party, I only served pizza because I'm scared. They wanted pizza and f***ing Nutella cake.
Okay, the kids, of course, don't care.
The adults care. The adults care.
The adults care. Yeah, I never got that, but you adults at your party.
Take the stick out of your ass and enjoy life for a while.
Hello?
This was one of the round knives. They weren't ordering steak
for
lunch.
Yeah, but you don't throw... I would probably be offended even if it was a wadded up piece of paper, but like, you throwing utensils at me, bitch? Also, like, kids like pizza parties. Like, who the fuck has a problem with that?
Isn't that all we had as children at our parties?
That's like, all I ever did.
It was pizza and all the Coke we wanted.
Well, okay.
The kind that came with a straw.
Okay. They gonna kick us off the air, child.
Coming up, sometimes this set is a zoo, and we're showing you why.
Plus, my personal favorite, Nightly Pop Crime Edition, takes on live PD. Welcome back. Step aside, Morgan. We've got a whole lot of live PD coming your way.
Drugs and condoms, what could be worse? So, my driving skills and records are, of course, spotless, but some people are not so lucky.
She's pushing in her, okay.
She's smart.
Where are the police?
Why can't she just stay?
Oh,
you almost hit me.
I'm sorry, man. Somebody could have yanked her out this car by now.
It's true.
Why are they just letting her go? They could have done a citizen's arrest.
This is kind of crazy because she's doing all of this next to, this could be like air water pumps, but this is a gas station. And she's going a little kooky.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely looks like she's late for volleyball practice.
And over in Walton County, Florida, this classy guy is getting arrested for trying to run a family member over with his truck. But that's not even the worst part.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
In the world, Billy.
How about my panty, collector? Yeah.
You want me to come get your truck?
Yes, sir. If I go down and talk to her.
You can't come talk to her, but I can go get her and
tell
her your truck.
I tell her what my money is, you know.
Well, you can call it.
All right,
put these pocket knives.
Don't
touch that. Billy.
I can't put that house on a lease, buddy.
There's so much
disease in that pocket, honey? Is there an STD spray you could just spray on top of somebody? Because he needs it.
Is there that spray?
No, I'm kidding. Anyway, he apparently had the condom in his pocket because he was trying to hide it from his old lady because he was cheating on her.
But why doesn't he just throw it out when he's done cheating on her?
Because, that's gross.
While we sometimes wish we could bring our service animals to work...
Hunter doesn't need to be here all the time. Here's the best of our awkward animal story.
First up, a reporter from Fox 5 in San Diego went head-to-head with a giant bug at the beach.
Our Brad Wills was telling us about the extreme heat out there when something happened.
Was that live? Are we live? Oh, brother.
His mouth does look like
it almost went in there.
Yeah,
a cartoon.
It did almost.
Yeah. It was like the Meeps or whatever.
Should we all do that together?
Based on his previous roles, I thought Rob Riggle would handle that better.
I hate to tell you that.
Next woman is taking the term service animal to an all-new first-class height.
It's not every day you see a horse on a plane, let alone in first class, but Fred the mini service horse went wheels up with a purpose.
His name is Fred?
Fred?
Is there a reason why the mini horse is dressed like he's about to rob somebody?
He looks like a mini Nacho Libre.
Yeah, he's dressed like a Teletubby.
Like, why would she put him in this blue thing? And like, is she crazy?
Yes, she has a horse.
She's on an airplane. It's like it's a wrestling horse.
Have we all lost our minds?
And finally, the saying, plenty of fish in the sea is total BS. Just ask this genius looking for a shark in a lake.
Something is lurking deep beneath Evandale Lake.
There's been a possible sighting of a Noah, the man in the grey suit, or what we call a shark.
I'm going to give you one chance to catch this shark. Off you go.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. Excellent.
And it's come. There we go.
You got a duck.
I got a bird. I got a bird.
Oh.
I got a.
No!
I'd go to another shot.
Okay, stop now. Well, that didn't end well, did it?
Well, no, you antagonized him, you idiot. That's
not
fair.
Funny.
And the bird is okay. So, and you know I'm very big on birds, so. Yeah, I don't like that. Accident.
Okay, you guys, that's it for tonight's Best of Nightly Pop. But we'll have more of the show's funniest moments with Nightly Pop's Guide to Crime. Yes, crime. That's tomorrow. Have a good night.